On this episode of Nat One Presents.
They got called whatever you want.
Who hasn't been called gay by their parents before? I remember I had this thing for a little bit where I'd walk and my hips would move for some reason. I don't know why. And my dad was like, you need to cut that shit out. And I didn't even know what I was doing wrong, you know?
Adventure. Heartwarming stories. Role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents, the podcast. Hey guys.
Hey Nate.
Hey. What's been going on? What's new? It's a new day.
Well, aside from my house almost blowing down last night, and also I now have like a neighborhood cat who comes and sits at my window and freaks the fuck out of my other cats.
He's
like,
assaulting Ben?
Every day, five to six, he comes and just like bullies my cats.
Son of a bitch.
And by bully, I mean, I think he's coming to say hi and my cats just lose their fucking mind. But it's like a thing now. Like I might use that as like a motivation to go exercise because like nothing wakes me up in the morning except my fucking cat sounding like they're being strangled.
Right.
So I feel really passionate about that, and that's what's going on with me.
Like, while I'm already up, I might as well do something productive.
It's crazy. It takes a lot to get me out of bed. I mean, like, Chris used to be my roommate. Like, yeah. I'm a piece of shit. So,
a bear hibernating.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What's new with Nat One Presents, the podcast?
We're back to uploading stuff on time. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
If you guys are part of the Patreon. And we got some good stuff coming your way. And then I'll just keep mentioning one day we're going to stream.
Someday, I promise.
Yes. We're just, the schedules are trying to align, but we got thoughts, we got games, we got setups. So we shall see.
Be ready. Mm-hmm. Also, we do have a new Patreon person, right?
We have a new patron, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's... Sus.
I'm pissed. Listen, I'm pissed. All right. I know we ask for him every single day. And yeah, maybe I suggested someone anonymously sign up as Nightbot.
Mm-hmm.
But someone fucking did it. Someone has signed up as Nightbot for the $1. And I don't know who it is.
Suspicious.
I was hoping the person would be dumb enough to like use their actual email. Right. Like, it's Nightbot, but then it's like Nate's dad at whatever.com or whatever. But nope, this person.
Anonymous.
So here's what I've discovered. All right. Okay. So I dug into it a little
Let's
bit.
Break
all
this
right?
down because we need to know who is Nightbot.
Who is
what
Nightbot?
Do they want?
Where they come from?
Yes.
Exactly. This is going to keep us up all night. And yeah. I hate this stuff. This stuff drives me crazy. So I take a look and we do get your email address. Fun fact. So, but you're smart. You use the anonymous feature on Apple. So you're using the Apple Relay, which just is like an anonymous set of numbers and then at Apple Relay dot whatever. So I know you have an Apple phone, you son of a bitch. Now, that says a lot because one, most of our friends and family are actually on like Samsung or Android. So that rules all of them out. So I know you have a fucking iPhone. And that's probably means you're one of my friends.
Expose yourself.
Yeah.
Nightbot.
Secondly, you're probably not old.
Probably not.
Probably not.
It
so
didn't come from a jitterbug. Mm-hmm.
Didn't come from that's so and then third, you knew how to use Patreon.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not a jitterbug.
Yeah.
So I have a couple people in mind. One person vehemently refuses it. I don't know if I believe him. I don't believe you, Zach. I think it might be you.
Yeah. You could be Nightbot.
Could be. I've been trying to get Nick to sign the Patreon. So maybe Nick Beatrice. Maybe it's you. I don't know.
You broke him down and transformed him into Nightbot.
The only way to prove you're not Nightbot is to sign up in your actual name for another $1.
And then the joke's on you.
Then I'll never suspect you, I promise. Yeah. If right now, if you are Nightbot, the best bet is to sign up with your real name somewhere else and then I'll not know.
Mm-hmm. But then if he does it after this episode, that's even more suspicious.
Oh, shit.
Man,
yeah, we're gonna have to make a special tier or something for this. No, honestly, or whatever. Thank you for becoming a patron, whoever the fuck you are.
Nightbot.
And if you are actually a sentient AI, then hats off to you.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah. See if you can get some of your friends to join too.
Your when bot the, friends.
Yeah, when the robot overlords come and take over, Nat One Presents will be okay.
Yeah.
Nobody worry about that.
So let's see. In other news, well, if you were part of the Patreon, you would see in this recording, the video recording, that Nate cut his hair.
Ta-da.
So yeah, if you've just been listening, Nate had been trying to grow out a mullet.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
So the idea was, we talked about it before, is going to be like my cyberpunk character's mullet fade mohawk thing kind of deal. But every time I go to the barber, apparently I just don't describe it in the way that I see it in my head. So they give me something else, and you've seen it in the episodes. It looked like shit. And I really want to stick with it and be like, maybe we can turn this into something. But the last time we were at the barber, I was like, he's like, what do you want? And I looked at him for a second and I was like, fuck it. Let's go back to the usual thing. Fucking.
He's like, thank God I can only do one thing.
Yeah. Like, I can fade the sides. I'm like, that's all I need you to do. So that's why I am at where I'm at. And it was an experiment and it didn't pan out. The greatest minds in the world try experiments that don't pan out. You know?
Tried cutting your hair. And,
yeah. You know, like, it didn't work.
It's one of those, right? Like, sounds good, but right. You know, it's basically my tattoo, right? Like, I have this like really cool design in my head, but if nobody can execute it.
Right.
And I know it could work. I know you could have a rockin' mullet, but someone's got to cut it and it's not going to be your wife or
on paper,
me or...
Great plan.
Great plan.
Execution.
Shit. Yeah. It was bad. Yeah, and it was another one of those moments too where I'm like, I do not like your haircut, Nate, but I'm not going to tell you that. Like, as your friend, I'm going to support you and just let you wear a shit haircut around like I'm stupid.
Because I call you out every day I walk into your house. One day Nate had mismatched socks. The other, I thought his fingernails were a little too long.
I literally have my hands curled right now, so he won't fucking look at me.
I'm like, what's he got wrong today?
Clearly, it's a one-way thing here.
I got to help him out. That's how I help.
Yeah.
Well, so... mullet, that puts us in the 80s, 90s category.
We want to kind of like celebrate posthumously your attempt at a mullet, right?
Yes, so, yeah. And that's why I think something a little special today. We're going to do our movie guesses, movie quotes, movie quiz, but it's going to be in the 90s.
The 90s, yeah. Probably going to add a movie. I'm going to do another like sound clip like I did last time, I'm not going to do it in video because that got weird. So this time I'm just going to edit it in later. Right. But in your head, imagine that, like, I don't know what the 90s, like definitely for 80s, it was like synth pop, like, but in this, I don't know. So we'll figure something
out. Yeah. Real grungy.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. It could be flannel. Lots of flannel.
All right. Yeah, so if you did not listen to the 80s episode, shame on you. Go back and watch
that.
I would borderline, I'm just going to go right off the bat and say that's probably going to be a better episode than this one because 80s movies were ridiculous.
Yeah.
The prompts, like as I would read those prompts, I'm like, these aren't real. 90s movies, I think, are also ridiculous, but they like rein it back in a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes today. But yeah, what we do is we just kind of like pick. The rule kind of was supposed to be, I don't think we told Chris this, but it is supposed to be a movie you've seen, like hopefully. So you can't just pick any movie off the internet, but movie you've seen, write a description, you like emphasize the like true plot points, but like kind of exaggerate the ridiculous ones and be a little vague about it. And let's see if we can guess that. We can name that movie.
Yep.
So that's the premise. And I think without further ado, we could dive right in, Nate.
Intro music. Sparkle.
Who's gonna start?
I can start off first.
Okay.
Here we go. Wait, let me get situated. All right, here we go. In this family-friendly action / coming-of-age story, three brothers who are raised by their mother. I don't remember a dad in the picture. As I'm going through in my head, I do not remember a dad. So I know there's a mom and a grandpa for sure, but they see the grandpa every summer to train in the art of ninja. There are some bullies in the show. There's a love interest named Emily. They have a cool can phone with a string connected from house to house. I remember that in my head for some big part of the movie. I always thought that was super cool. Blah, blah, blah. Ooh, and then the final battle. Wait, there's a home invasion. Which is a critical point to the movie. Mm-hmm. And then also the final battle is on a ship for some reason. Now, that's everything you can ask for in a 90s movie. After defeating three stoner guys using some kind of ninja skills and a diuretic, the mini-boss comes into the picture to easily defeat the children, who are in fact children. A grown man easily thwarted some children. Who would have thought? Now, they're taken to the ship where the grandpa, aka a ninja, must sneak onto the ship. And he defeats all the bad guys, and it turns out that the main bad guy was actually one of his, like, pupils growing up. And blah, blah, blah. Action scenes. The kids get involved in the fight. They remember their training from Grandpa. I remember a dummy with the eyes lighting up. And bada bing, bada boom. Oh, yeah, the dad is real, and he comes to arrest all the bad guys. It turns out he's part of the FBI. All
right.
That's the end.
Nate, are masks heavily involved in this movie?
Yes.
I vividly remember the movie, but the name, I want to say it's something real basic, just like Three Ninjas or something.
No, right? Is it
Three Ninjas? It's something so stupid. Chris, you were thinking about it. Did it ring any bells? I could see it in your face.
There were a few things I was just like, I know exactly what this is, but I have no idea what the name is.
I vaguely remember. I think there's a sequel,
there
too, right?
I think three of them.
Okay.
And
yeah.
One of them has Hulk Hogan in it for some reason.
Because it was like the 80s and 90s, yeah, right? That person, that carried into the next
decade.
Hulk
Hogan's
decade.
Going in fucking everything. Gremlins 2, fucking you name it, Hulk Hogan's in it. Now, I will give you bonus points, Nate, because we're obviously keeping track of points. Mm-hmm. If you can tell me their names, their ninja names.
No, absolutely
nothing.
Not. The masks are really colorful. I remember that. There's like a blue one.
Yep.
There's like a yellow one.
Yep.
And then I'm just going to guess primary colors. Let's go with red.
Green.
Fuck.
So green was Rocky. He was the oldest. Blue was Colt, the middle child. And then the last one was the yellow and orangish one. And that was Tum-Tum.
Tum-Tum. That sounds familiar. That sounds fair. I remember liking these movies.
Oh, yeah. And my favorite line out of it was when they're making fun of their older brother. And I still sing it at work sometimes. I'm like, Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves. I don't know why, but that stuck with me.
That's what stuck.
You know, I think I remember this one mostly because they have like follow-up to this one where they're all adults.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
it's somewhat recent.
That sounds bad.
I kind of want to see it.
It also sounds like one of the Rick and Morty like commercial, like Three Ninjas with masks, but they're kids, and the mini boss is an adult who beats up the Three Ninjas.
And sombrero alien spaceship shooting burritos.
Exactly. All right, that was a good one.
You guys nailed it. You knew it.
All right. I'm going to say I'm up next. I think this is kind of in the same vein here. In this 1997 kind of martial arts fantasy or possible hallucination from my childhood, a boy with a disability gets flushed down the sewer after succumbing to peer pressure. He awakens in a magic realm with dwarfs and marsupial warriors representing impressive spiritual elements like wood and stuff. They can't actually use any magic, though. Anyway, everyone betrays each other and they need some scroll in the human kid's backpack. The animatronic marsupials fight the bad guy, and the movie ends by returning the boy to Earth, where he relives the sewer scene, this time not succumbing to peer pressure, and instead leaving his teammates to die in the sewer when a pipe bursts, I guess. Name that movie.
I know the movie. I do not remember the name of it for the life of me. We just talked about it like a month ago.
Yeah, I did.
The action figures. Chris, do you know?
Marsupial Warriors.
They're kangaroos. Kangaroo ninjas.
Yeah, they are.
And I have no idea.
A later iteration of the movies, they like turn in back into real humans. And
they
it's
did.
Not
they
good.
Did one direct to sequel where they're humans. I don't know anything about it. I didn't watch it.
What is the name of this movie?
You give up?
Yeah, there's nothing. I know the movie. I know I've seen it. I remember the mystical like kangaroos doing the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon walks through the air and shit, but I do not remember the name.
Warriors of Virtue.
Motherfucker.
So, fun just random fact about it. One, 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. Critically acclaimed as like a huge failure. Not critically acclaimed in a good way, like in a bad way.
Right.
And then I read in the Wikipedia, one critic had such a bad reaction, he actually threw up in the theater.
No way.
That movie. It's in Wikipedia. It has to be true.
It has to.
So, fun fact. I remember watching as a kid, so I think I got the action figures. The action figures were, like, by far the best thing that came out of this movie. And I had the kangaroo guys, and, like, the kangaroo, I had a lot of action figures. And anyway, I think it was, like, the green one, who might have been the wood guy. He was, like, the leader of all my action figures. Like, for some reason, I fucking chose that kangaroo guy, ninja, to be the leader of the action, whatever. But, saw the movie, not good. It's one of those, like, it was kind of, like, created and, like, it was, like, a collaboration between, like, China, Canada, and the United States, which
Ooh,
is just,
one
like,
of those weird ones,
and not great.
Right.
Not
great. They're, like, Chinese want, like, kung fu in it. Okay, check.
Mm-hmm.
Canada wants a story of a boy. Check. Americans. You know what's cool? Kangaroos. Put some fucking kangaroos in.
Yeah, we dig it. We just need them to be animatronic marsupials.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Put it in there.
Put it in there.
Done. Dang it. I knew the movie.
Yeah, you should have got this one. I literally a month ago was like, hey, Nate, do you remember this? And I just sent him a screenshot. Yeah. You should have known, Nate.
I know. I should have.
Take my text more seriously.
We just talked about it. I text you back and everything. I even looked up the action figures. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
I have never heard of this movie at all.
Right? You ever seen it?
Nope.
Oh, and man.
You should keep it that way.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
I think a lot of, I don't know, I mean, this is probably still true today, but merchandise really can like drive as a child, like getting an action figure before the movie comes out often creates a lot of hype for that film. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely the case for me. Like I had action figures always before I went to go see the movie.
Right. And they talk about that in that that toy documentary, I think it's on Netflix right now, right? Yeah. Wasn't it He-Man where they had the action figures out first?
Or that was huge. He-Man was huge.
Yep. And that really pushed the cartoon.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. And then like Star Wars is as big as it is because also of the merchandise as another one. So, Chris, you're up.
Eh.
Here we go.
So I've seen most of these, not all of them. I think there's two or three of them that I haven't seen, but I know of them and I know the plot points at the very least. But I'll start with an easier one. So in the future, a ship is destroyed on its way back home by an evil force. After a separate ship is attacked, the government decides to perform a bit of necromancy in New York. From this point, the zombie and an ex-military man go on a quest for some rocks.
This is the easy one?
Yep.
I'm out.
Fifth Element.
Correct.
Oh. Wow. That's a good, vague description. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen Fifth Element. Yep. I never thought of the chick as a zombie, but I guess that makes sense.
Well, yep. Go ahead.
So essentially what it is that second ship that gets attacked, they recover like a hand and like a metal gauntlet or something like that. And they use that to resurrect the person, which is Lilu, which is the woman in that movie.
I need to rewatch Fifth Element. That's Dallas what I got out of that. This came up in another episode, didn't it?
No, but I actually, in this action movie, the end of the world is coming and only one thing can stop it. A couple of rocks. We follow a cab driver who is a military man at some point, and an alien lady catches a ride in his cab and they avoid some cops, hop on a cruise ship to retrieve said rocks. There's some singing, some gunfights, and a radio DJ who brings the fun. We learn a little backstory and a scary star starts racing towards the Earth. The crew of unlikely heroes gets to some temple and put out the stones and solve a puzzle that feels like Chris was DMing. Only one thing's missing. Love. After some love, they defeat the fiery space boulder and live happily ever after.
That was amazing on so many levels.
Also, Fifth Element.
Totally called that you guys would have crossover too. I guarantee my movies won't, but I bet you guys do.
Damn it.
That's good. All right.
All the time I spent writing that out.
Well, let's skip you because that just used another one of yours.
Yeah, so, I only made three.
Yeah.
Burning through them. I can wing one.
Would we say, so Warriors of Virtue, not a good movie, but Fifth Element, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good movie. Gave that a thumbs up.
Three Ninjas, I would say, I haven't watched it recently. Could be a Highlander scenario where it's total shit, but.
I remember loving it.
I remember loving it. Yeah. So that might be a good family movie. So most of the movies we're saying so far, we are recommending. But not Warriors of Virtue.
No, don't watch that.
Okay.
If you're playing at home, thanks.
Do you guys want an easy or an impossible one? I doubt either.
I'm ready for the impossible. Give me the impossible.
Wow. Sure. All right. I'm like holding it this way and it has the answers. All right. Ready?
Oh, here I'm ready. I'm born ready. Here we go. Yeah.
Three drag queens from New York get pulled over while on a road trip to Hollywood. Naturally, the police officer tries to assault the crossdresser, and she knocks him out, and then without hesitation, just presumes him to be dead and leaves. They escape to a rest stop where the car breaks down, and a young man, who probably thinks they're actually women, from a local town offers to give them a lift. They take refuge at that bed and breakfast, which is owned by a local woman and yet another abusive man who is beating his wife. Naturally, these three gay heroines do what gay men do best. They help run a social event called the Strawberry Festival and give all the women makeovers, while simultaneously teaching all the bigots of the town to be more open-minded. This would be a great place to end the movie, but instead, the queens intervene with family affairs as the bed and breakfast owner beats his wife, and they do the right thing by beating him up as well. He runs away and meets the sheriff from the beginning of the movie, who is also beaten up, and now they're after the vigilante crossdressers. They return to the Strawberry Festival to arrest the drag queens, but in a Spartacus kind of moment, the entire town, who just now realized the three women are actually men, actually that are 100% dudes, decides that they are all gonna say they're drag queens and run those evil cis white male pigs out of town. Name that movie.
Any idea, Chris?
There's no fucking way you guys ever get this ever.
Now, Patrick Swayze,
ooh,
Wesley Snipes,
oh,
John Leguizamo,
no fucking way,
play the drag queens, and it is.
That's a win in my
book. The road to something woo, I think.
That's a win in my book.
Okay.
If you can name the three main actors and one of the words, it's Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
Ah, dang it, Tu Wong Fu.
It's a totally random title because they have this like celebrity woman who like signed an autograph, mm-hmm, and they can't make out who she signed it to, and they're like, we think it's Tu Wong Fu.
Oh,
and like,
okay, that was the point.
And yeah, that's it. Yep. So like the name is like almost totally irrelevant.
Oh yeah, but I've totally seen it.
I cannot believe you've seen that.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Boom.
Man of surprises.
Stupid Warriors of Virtue is totally fucking up my score right now.
How have you seen Tu Wong Fu but not Warriors of Virtue?
I have seen them both. I just only remembered.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, I couldn't even.
Well, that's
remember
fine. Tu Wong Fu is actually still kind of a good movie, yeah, and Warriors of Virtue is
it's still a good movie. Okay. But yeah, I totally remember that because how old were we? And I'm like, that's not a lady.
Yeah.
What's really going on here?
That's my favorite. I like how the whole movie everybody like is totally tricked. Like, look at the Adam's apple. Good lord.
That was the defining characteristic. They're like, look at that.
I didn't know about this movie for like a long time. Like, mm-hmm, as a gay guy, I should have known about this. I probably didn't. Like, I didn't see this in the 90s. I saw this in like the 2010s.
Ooh, okay,
like, okay. I had no clue. And like, Patrick Swayze, that's crazy.
Right?
That's
Wesley awesome. Snipes?
Yeah. Big. That's
John Leguizamo at the time. Huge mm-hmm names for this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So pretty epic. It's pretty funny. I'd recommend it. I don't know what it has in Rotten Tomatoes. We should have checked Rotten Tomatoes for all of these.
I know. Next time we'll be more prepared. Sorry.
No, probably. We won't. Don't make promises we will not keep.
We still are going to do doubles, though, because I think between the three of us, there's too much in common. Someone's going to get a copy of another movie at one point, so deal with it.
We'll see.
That's why I prepared significantly more than we were supposed to.
And yet your first one was the double.
It was awesome. One of the easy ones.
Sure, sure. Okay, you're out, Chris. This is your moment.
Here we go.
I'll do a more difficult one.
I mean, I got Tu Wong Fu.
Nate literally just watches movies. That's like, yeah, I think all he does. So. All
right. Man wants to have a good job, but it's against the law. So he seeks help from an ex-swimmer to try to get into an expedition to space.
Man wants a job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's illegal.
Yeah, it's against the law.
So he talks with a swimmer,
mm-hmm,
who gets him into space.
Helps him get to space.
Helps him get into space.
Or helps him get on an expedition to space.
Okay.
Other than like Independence Day, right?
No.
No, okay.
No. Damn it. Just for the sake of not burning up airtime with me thinking about it, I'm going to say I don't know.
You sure?
I mean,
it's tough because we give like a whole like synopsis and you're giving us like two sentences, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I was writing this literally just a couple hours ago. I wanted to go to bed.
That's fair. No, I don't know.
So this one I watched in school and it's Gattaca, which I think stars Ethan Hawke and Jude Law. Ethan Hawke being the main character, Jude Law being the swimmer.
I don't think I've seen it. No.
It's like, so like Attica with the G?
Gattaca.
Yeah.
Gattaca. I've seen the title before. I've never seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's essentially in the future, like genetics are like solved and they can like decide who, like they can put all the positive traits being, or they can manipulate children before they're born to have a bunch of positive traits. Those come up as valid. People that are like naturally born are invalids. If you're invalid, you can only get like menial jobs and stuff like that. Hmm. So the main character wants to like surpass his brother who was like altered and he wasn't, but not allowed. It's against the law for invalids to like do any kind of real job.
I want to know about the swimmer.
So the swimmer was a guy, was Jude Law, who thought that he was going to be the very best that he could be, but he won silver medal and he ended up throwing himself in front of a bus.
Naturally.
And he gets, he cripples himself and he can't do anything. So what the whole movie is based around is Ethan Hawke, the main character, using his DNA, his blood, his hair and stuff like that in order to fool this, fool the space company or whatever it is, into thinking like he is a valid person and he can go into this job, essentially.
I really relate to Jude Law's character because that's what I tend to do in most situations of just like not get what I want because of unrealistic expectations and then just literally like push myself into like oncoming traffic or like bad. So I it's a mood. You know? I get it. That sounds like a good movie.
Right? I think so. I might watch it.
I watched this in school, which is why I thought other people would have seen it.
What?
Where did you go to school? Yeah. What?
School of Hard Knocks?
What class was it?
I think it was for biology class.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Something like
that. Fucking teacher wanted a day off that day. She's like, fuck it. We're going to watch Gattaca.
And I love Gattaca. Yeah. So we're watching this.
Twofer. I don't have to prepare a lesson plan, and we're going to watch my favorite movie.
DNA. It's science. Watch it.
Watch it. All right, Nate, I think you're up.
Okay, let me see here. Hopefully nobody's got this one. One of my faves. In this family-friendly movie, a new kid moves to town. He has a hard time making friends, so in order to seal the deal, he resorts to theft. Stealing something always leads to a rock-solid foundation of friendship. After some preteen shenanigans, the stolen item gets devoured by some demonic animal. The group of boys must band together to get it back, because it turns out stealing is wrong. One boy has a dream where a professional athlete tells him to slay the demon the only way he knows how: running. So after he buys some sweet new shoes, he defeats the creature and they all become friends. Also, at one point, there's a fake drowning that leads to a sexual assault that turns out that these two characters fall in love with each other. Name that movie.
What? What?
Did you get all that? Family-friendly movie. New kid moves to town.
Yeah, check.
Okay, hard time making friends.
Check.
Stole something. Stolen item gets devoured by a demonic animal. Group of friends take back the item or try to. The hero, not the main character, but the hero of the story, slays the demon by running away. And also, at one point, there's a fake drowning that leads to a sexual assault that turns into these two characters falling in love. Nothing?
I got nothing. Chris?
Yeah, it sounded very generic until you threw in that demonic animal, and then I was like, what the fuck is this?
The name of the movie is The Sandlot.
What?
Think about it. It's The Sandlot.
What's the demonic animal?
The dog that eats the ball.
You threw me off, man.
I'm sorry, but... the animatronic dog in that movie, when he first eats the ball, is fucking ridiculous. Its head is the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, and it comes out... rawr!
It all checks. It all checks.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. And of course...
With your love of horror, when you said like demonic animal, right. I was really thinking like, mm-hmm. all right, it's got to be like an actual...
Not Cujo or anything. Yeah. And then, of course, my favorite part was when Squints at the pool pretends to drown so that Wendy Peppercorn can give him mouth to mouth, and then he proceeds by making out with her. And after that assault, she gives him a wink.
Do you know how many Me Too movements that would start today? Good Lord.
She's like, I know what you did there, and I like it.
That's classic Nate. Like it all clicks into place once you say it. But no, it didn't occur to me.
If you guys got it at home, leave a comment and let me know, because it was a Sandlot. It's good.
Watch it.
He defeats the animal by running away, buying shoes. It's all there.
Chris, you're up again because I got one more. So
okay.
And I got like 1,000.
I'll do a hard one for this.
It's going to only be 5 words.
No.
Sounds like.
I'm guessing I put this one in hard, but you guys might be able to get this.
Okay.
So.
Might.
A damaged boy is found by a door-to-door saleswoman and ends up spicing up a boring suburb and getting up to all kinds of hijinks, including rape and murder.
Wow.
I mean, that is very specific, so we should be able to get that.
Right.
I'm not.
It's not the Burbs. I think that was the 80s.
This one is definitely 90s.
So there's a boy, and he gets found by a lady.
Mm-hmm. A saleswoman. A door-to-door saleswoman.
Edward Scissorhands.
Correct.
Right.
Boom. Fucking tough acting to act in on that.
We're going to work on your catchphrases after the show when we go off there.
It's better than the Cthulhu one where I kept mixing them up as Harry and you called out every single fucking one. No, it doesn't sound like that. No, that's wrong.
I was channeling your son. Like, I feel like that's exactly something he'd say.
It is, too. He's like, that's wrong. I'm like, motherfucker, calling me out on every single one. I'm sorry. I'm trying to come up with all this shit off the top of my head. And you're right there on me like a hawk.
I know. It's not fair. I literally don't even prepare anything that I say here and like, critique your phrase.
You're like, that's dumb.
Man. Yeah. Oh, these are hard. Because, yep, 100% accurate. I think I'm used to like... No, I don't know. All right, here we go. I got one more for you guys. In this film about the worst genie ever, a bullied adolescent finds a genie in a boombox because, sure, the genie proceeds to do not very genie-like things, like diffuse a child's uncomfortable oversharing of personal problems by rapping. There's a weird amount of distinction between a genie and a djinn, and eventually a nightclub owner tries to take control of the genie, and the genie gets a record deal. Oh, and I think the little boy or his father gets pushed down an elevator shaft and literally dies. The genie evolves into a djinn and fixes everything he was too selfish to fix the first time around, and the undead members of the boy's family live happily ever after. But not by choice, because it was actually oppressive magic. Name the movie.
Do you want to take a crack at it?
So I think I know what it is, but I don't know the name of it. But is this the Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal. The name of the movie is Shazam.
Is it Shazam?
Incorrect.
What?
It's Kazam.
Kazam. That's what it is. Shazam's the other
Shazam's
one.
Shazam's the new yes. one that just yeah. came out. It's yes. Kazam.
Yep, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shuckles.
Funny story. They did a movie night at my old job when Shazam came out. They like did like a drive-in or whatever, and they were trying to encourage people to come, and people were all like declining, and they had to send an email. It's like, this is not the movie with Shaquille O'Neal. This is Shazam, the new Marvel movie. And then a bunch of people signed up, but like I had to send an all email explaining the difference.
Just so you know.
Oh shit. Man, yeah, I remember watching that movie.
I don't remember Shaquille O'Neal's character being so selfish. Reading through it, like he's not a very good person. He's just like, nah, I can't do that.
Remember him as incompetent. Like he would try to do a wish, but because of the way you word it, like when the melted candy fell from the sky or whatever. Like, I thought he was just an idiot. I didn't know he's selfish.
It also ends with like, he has like a girlfriend and she's like, why don't you get a job? And he's just like smiling because he's like a free djinn now. And it's just like, this is weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is weird. Yeah. I would like a redo of this movie today. I would like
might as well put LeBron James in it.
Oh, you might have. All right, Chris, here we go. So this is a rapid fire, like right. two sentence right. movie.
Because I can make up one, but I'm sure you already have it on your list.
I might.
Okay.
All right. I'll do one of the easy ones. Dumb adult stands to lose his family fortune and is challenged to see if he can keep it. He has 6 months to prepare, and in the preparations, he ends up making some interesting friends and finds love.
What's the first sentence again?
Dumb adult stands to lose his family fortune and is challenged to see if he can keep it.
Oh, man. That's not Mr. Deeds, is it? No.
No. Also, I think Mr. Deeds might not be 90s.
It might be 2000. Yeah, that's it's all the Adam Sandler just blends
together. Yeah.
Man.
Again, read it.
Yeah, read it one more time.
Okay. Dumb adult stands to lose his family fortune and is challenged to see if he can keep it. He has 6 months to prepare, and in the preparations,
Billy Madison.
Correct.
Oh. Sorry, wrong Adam Sandler. Dang. Yeah, that's what it was.
I thought this would be easy. I thought you'd get it right away.
Yeah, sorry. I love Billy Madison too. And okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I focused on the family of fortune. I'm like, Deeds, like,
right?
I forget.
If you would have said the puppy who lost his way,
I always love that. Yeah, that whole part, and then where the like principal's like, I award you no points, and we are all God dumber. God have mercy on your soul. That's man. The early Adam Sandler movies were so much better than anything that's come out.
Oh, recently. Like the Western one that came out.
I just stopped watching them. Oh, just stopped. The one where it's like a bunch of parents on vacation, like no, hard pass.
I do like Salma Hayek in that though, but you wouldn't be interested in that.
Oh, brown people.
No, I know you like that because she's a lady.
All right, good.
Here's a one sentence one. Two Boston men decide to take the law into their own hands while avoiding an eccentric detective.
Boondock Saints.
Correct.
Nice.
That's a very easy one.
One of my faves.
Top movie of like all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In nombre Patri et Filii Spiritus Sancti.
That was in the 90s?
Yep. The first one was in the 90s. The second one was much later because the first one super flopped, but was a big cult hit.
Yeah, that second one was a little rough. I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot the second one even existed until you guys just mentioned it, which is probably a sign that it was not.
Which I thought for sure you would have liked it because that's a Mexican guy. Hey.
Sensing a pattern.
He just keeps winking at you after everyone. He's like,
Hey, here's another.
All right, I'm ready.
Man adopts a recently orphaned child and teaches her how to use a gun, and she teaches him how to read.
I feel like I should know this one.
Right. Does it have Padme in it?
Yes.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that movie?
What? Tell me more. I might know the name if you can tell me more.
So, yeah, there's like the little Natalie Portman girl, and I forget the name of the guy, but I remember he has like these two cool circular glasses that he wears. And he's an assassin, and he trains her how to be one. And, God, what is the name of this movie?
So it has two different names, depending on
there's like a where. French name or something in it?
More or less.
Okay. But we want the American name.
I should know
America.
This. I should know this.
I feel like I should know it, too. Man, this is driving me nuts. Dang it.
I don't want to give up. Just sit here and listen. If you're listening to the show, just listen, okay? We're not going to know them instantly every time.
Listen to silence, okay?
Or sign up for the Patreon so you can watch them squirm around.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, man, I feel like I should know this
one. I know. I don't. I'll be angry. Like,
this one gets referenced a lot when talking about movies.
Does it have the word assassin in it?
It does not.
Fuck sticks.
I know you guys know it, so now it's just waiting for you to see if you can
come up with
the
name. Say it again. Say it a fucking again.
You want me to read it again?
Please.
Yes. Yeah, please. The description, please.
Okay. Thank you. Man adopts a recently orphaned child and teaches her how to use a gun, and she teaches him how to read.
God dang it.
It's not going to help you at all with coming up with the name. You already know the movie.
I don't know the movie, though, but I feel like I should. Movie? Yeah. Like, tell me more, again, about the plot points.
I can't really, because I know the movie. I've only seen it once, but I remember seeing it, and I know exactly what he's talking about.
Do you know who the old guy is?
I forget his name, but he's, what else is he in?
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff.
But he's almost never the main character.
Right.
Okay.
Golly gee, Willikers Batman.
All right. Well, then more. Tell me more what happens in the movie. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, my God. Does it have the word, no, not bodyguard.
No.
No, I'm just going to give up because this is dead air and I know the movie, but I can't fucking think of the name of it.
I'm going to hate myself. Go ahead.
All right. So the American name is The Professional.
Fuck!
But the full name is Leon the Professional.
Right.
Which is the main character's name.
Yeah.
Damn it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go off the cuff. I'm going to do one like Chris and see if you guys can figure it out. A guy signs up for the army and kills bugs. Name the movie.
It's that.
Yeah, it's a satire one.
Yeah. Starship Troopers.
Damn it.
No, yeah. Apparently only Chris can stump us with the really obvious stuff.
That's the one that has Neil Patrick Harris in it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Give us another one, Chris.
I like Starship.
Right. Here's one with a longer description. Oh. I think it's two sentences instead of one. Man talks to his wife about a party they had just gone to and mentioned he is not jealous of other men looking at her. She responds by saying she thought about leaving him for a man in the Navy she met once. The man almost joins a sex cult.
That's a no for me.
Airplane.
not even close.
I don't have the faintest.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
It's Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
It's real fucking weird.
It's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely up there. I remember masks and boobs. There was boobs in there.
Mm-hmm. There were.
Yeah, there were boobs. That's how I remember stuff, Nate.
Okay, I don't really fully remember, but I'm just since we really only have to say like seven words that are
Listen, right. I'm not good at writing things, and I was tired.
I also gave you an example that was two sentences, so I guess this was on me.
Oh, so this is your fault. Gave him,
I thought he'd maybe expand it on a little bit.
If you
but,
give somebody something, yeah. they're going to be like, I can shorten that a little bit. So next,
you guys,
like,
yeah.
Like, name the movie.
People like me, I always go overboard. You guys know that, and I always do like 10 times the amount asked for. You guys, it's verbatim. All right. Two adolescents dig up a caveman. And he, that's it. That's all you got. Okay, fine. You think
Encino
you know?
Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Brendan Fraser, yeah. Samwise Gamgee, Pauly Shore.
I literally said five words.
Whatever fucking noise he does. Encino Man. Fucking good one. That's a good one. I like it. We just do this. Be like, fucking say five words.
Yeah.
Come up with a movie.
Yeah. Red.
kid on a bike gets hit by a criminal who gives him a check.
Oh, blank check.
Yeah! Fucking nailed it!
Oh, we're pretty good at this.
Yeah!
All right, what do you got, Chris?
I'm terrible at guessing movies.
We'll
Jesus.
Keep whipping these out. This is the new fucking thing. Deal with it.
Right. Journalist assigned to write about motorcycles ends up seeing things and causing havoc at a hotel, but he still managed to finish his piece.
Oh, ooh, journalism and motorcycles? That's a weird combo.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a weird combo.
Yeah.
It's a no for me. Not even close.
Scary movie?
No.
Then I probably haven't seen it.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Johnny Depp.
Yep.
I should have seen it. It's got the Deppster in it.
One of his early ones.
Yep.
After he tried to not be a child actor anymore.
It's one of those things where everybody has a poster of that in their house if they're a stoner. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now and you're a stoner, you probably have a Fear and Loathing poster in your house right now. We all know the one where he's all squiggly and has the glasses and the dude hanging out of his mouth. We've all fucking seen it.
Mm-hmm. I can vividly imagine.
Yep.
Leave a comment if that's you.
Yep.
Or like with a picture of the poster.
Yeah.
The poster.
Talking about you, Nightbot.
Nightbot. Who are you?
Dude's sister is taken by witches. And
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
If it's a Disney movie, I got you. Don't even bother. Don't even fucking waste my time. Dude's sister. Boom. Okay. Sequel's coming out this year, supposedly.
Is it really?
They finally, I don't know if it'll be this year, but they had all the actors and Disney posted on it. So it is. I know, like, literally, I saw that story every year on social media. But last year, they did, or earlier this year, they confirmed, like, they had all three of the actresses.
Ooh, I like that. And side note, for the longest time, I thought his name was fucking Zachary, because I never saw the tombstone at the end or whatever. And I'm like, man, these people are fucking saying it weird, you know? Like, maybe it's the old-timey way of saying Zachary. Come to find out, his name's fucking Thackeray. Thackeray.
Oh, wow.
Thackeray Binks, the cat.
Yeah.
Thack.
Say yeah, it, you Nate. Can stop saying it.
No,
it hurts.
Say it.
It hurts my ears.
Thack. You think he was the cool kid in school? In
no.
A little village of like six people? And we're like, oh, that's Thack. He's so cool.
I really want to tap that Thack.
What else you got, Chris?
What you got, Chris?
Yeah. Right. Brothers rob a bank and end up fleeing and hiding out at a bar, which ends up being more trouble than it's worth.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino. Salma Hayek.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, she's in it.
Yeah, I feel
she's
about that.
She's drinking beer off her toes.
I've seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of terrible CG.
But there's boobies in it.
It's a good movie. Like, it is action-packed.
Yeah, that was good.
I get bored of zombie movies, so that was actually kind of like a good one. They're vampires, right, technically. Yes. But like, it kind of reminded me. Yeah.
Right. And that ending where it showed the back of the bar and like the old Aztec style temple. Like, I thought
where like if you just drove around it, you would see that. But I thought that was hilarious.
Like, somebody
too.
Could be driving off the main road and like go out to take a piss or something and be like, whoa, what is that? An ancient Aztec temple over there? Would you look at that?
Wow.
Let's take some pictures of it. Yeah. Oh, a bunch of semis down there. Weird. You got a random one, Nate?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
I've got more.
Keep going.
Do one more.
Man doesn't know how to be close to people and ends up just acting like them. He ends up traveling the world in order to find out who he is.
Oh.
I've showed you this one before.
Robin Williams?
No.
No.
I was thinking the AI one.
It's like, I'm just going to throw random titles out. It's like Mitro Black or like, nope. No.
That's where he's like a the devil or a demon or something. Okay. No, he's an angel, I think.
Then it's like, I should know this. I think it's one I'm not going to be able to name. What is it?
I don't know.
It's The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Matt Damon.
Yeah,
that's the main character.
Matt Damon.
Jude Law again.
Oh, that's Jude Law.
Yeah, I could imagine it, but I couldn't think of it.
AKA Dumbledore, Jude Law.
One of them.
The young hot Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Jude Law.
You guys have seen too, like how like that's like 7 years later, he looks like 40 years older. Right. Like their whole like it's way off.
My favorite was the wardrobe thing. They're like, how the fuck in 10 years did he go from wearing a 3-piece suit to just saying fuck it and wearing these fucking robes?
Yeah.
At what point are you like, I'm done?
When you're Dumbledore, pretty fast. I'm the most powerful guy in the world. It'd take me half as long as that.
As soon as I killed Grindelwald, fucking bam, I'm over it.
I was more upset in that movie about fucking the Philosopher's Stone creator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm like, what's he doing there? Like, why
Nicholas
is he,
Flamel?
Like, thank you. And like, they just made him weird. And like, I don't know. Like, I would have thought he'd be a cooler character.
Right. He reminded me of what was the one in Princess Bride? Those people that live in the thing and heal the main hero. Yeah. Like a lot like that.
Yeah. And I just felt like he didn't need to be in the movie at all.
Right.
Like they're like, hey, how else can we jam some references in here and make it like, just, I don't know.
They're like, Nicholas Flamel, you remember him, right? Yeah, and he's going to save the day. Nicholas Flamel. All
right. One more.
One more.
This is the,
I'll do the very hard one that I have.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're going to be thinking about it.
Man tries to lead his people to a better future, but ends up having to fight in order to protect his family and his honor.
That's like every movie ever. That's you didn't give me any specific.
Braveheart.
Nope.
Not Braveheart. It could be 56.
But that's also why I wrote it like this, because I wanted you to guess Braveheart.
Oh.
Well, so you're all right. So you're on the same.
So I won.
No, because it's not Braveheart.
Read it again, even though it's nothing helpful, but it's got to be like one of those
words.
This
movie on film was recorded by people with cameras.
That's basically
name
what he
that
just said.
Movie.
Man tries to lead his people to a better future, but ends up having to fight in order to protect his family and his honor.
All right, honor. Honor is maybe the only fucking unique thing in that whole.
Right.
Right,
here, I'll give you this. The one thing you got right from Braveheart is Scottish. It's an important part of it.
It's Scottish.
There's another Scottish.
It's also a period piece.
Braveheart 2.
No,
the period piece.
A period piece.
Scottish. Scottish movie. Scots. Scottish. Scotty. Star Trek.
Nope.
Oh. nothing's coming to mind for me.
Les Mis is too new. It's definitely not. That's French.
I feel like I could tell you the main character.
Yeah, tell
like
me
who the actor is, and you probably still wouldn't get it.
All right, okay. Yeah, who's that?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Jesus fucking Christ. He's been in everything.
And it's in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson
in
the
90s. This was before he was in everything.
Right. So this is a different
like this
one.
Is prior to Young him Liam being Neeson. In Star Wars, too.
He's the main character?
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans.
I don't know.
Give me the first letter of the movie.
R.
The
second letter.
R. Are we in Scotland? The period piece. No, what's the name
what
of
is
the movie?
It?
Rob Roy.
Rob Roy?
I've never.
I feel like I should have known that.
Random story. When I was younger,
you robbed a guy named Roy.
No, well, no, even better. Fucking my. I ordered a Shirley Temple like at a bar with my dad, and he was very embarrassed, and he told me at least it's called a Rob Roy if you're a guy, at least so it doesn't sound like feminine. Yeah. Yeah. So that's and apparently it's straight up Rob Roy, so I guess it's related to that period piece. I don't like whatever.
I don't know.
This one I have like seen bits and pieces of, but I've never watched the whole thing through.
I've never heard it called a Rob Roy. To stay with the drink thing. Like, I will just get a Shirley Temple. Like, I don't care. You know, people make fun of me all the time.
Well, me as an adult, yes. Me as an influential child who wants his father's affection, right. and also just wants a Shirley Temple. Right. I got called whatever you want.
Who hasn't been called gay by their parents before? I remember I had this thing for a little bit where I'd walk and my hips would move for some reason. I don't know why. And my dad was like, "You need to cut that shit out." And I didn't even know what I was doing wrong. You know,
asking for it.
Right. I'm like, man, what am I doing wrong? I specifically remember it. It's at a fucking McDonald's, and I just got out of the play place, and I was like, man, there's something wrong with my back, you know? And he like pulled me to the side, and he's like, "You do not walk like that." And I'm like, how am I walking, man?
Imagine being at McDonald's and hearing that conversation in the play place, which is already like the grungiest, like right. Most disgusting.
Filthy. I could have been walking like that because I got gum stuck in my butthole, you know?
You could have been a needle sticking out of your ass.
Yeah, like, anything. But man, that stuck with me for some reason. So at every point, I'm sure where the parents are like, "Don't be gay about this." And then I think the final in your face is when you are an adult and you're like, "You know what? I am gay, so fuck you." Yeah. In your
boom.
Face. Yeah.
Got him.
Joke's on you, motherfucker.
Got him. So leave a comment. If you ever heard of Rob Roy, the movie, the drink.
Have you ever been called gay by your dad at McDonald's play place? Leave
let
a
us,
comment.
Let us yeah. know.
Let us know.
Man, I think we should just end the show right there. I got nothing else on that.
We ended on a high note.
Thank you for listening. If you like this, let us know. Should we keep going? Should we go into the 2000s? Should we go older? I mean, we right. may have to watch some movies to before we can even write some descriptions.
Right.
But yeah, let us know if you like this. We could probably do this with music or other shit too. I don't know.
I think we need to change it up a little bit. Maybe we'll stick to themes since I noticed while looking these up, the 90s movies, like there are so fucking many that I have seen. I think it would be easier on everybody if we broke it down into genres at least.
Exactly. Because I totally thought you were fucking Sandlot. I thought you were referencing a horror movie. So that might help too, actually, picking them out.
Right. I think there's things we can do to improve. Let us know in the comments or if you've ever been called gay at a place at McDonald's. Let us know.
That's the next episode, one. Talking about Nate's trauma.
One time I was playing soccer and my dad said, "You need to go after it like it's a meatball." And I was a fat kid.
You've already shared this one on the show. Our listeners already heard that story.
Yeah, they remember it because don't call your kids fat.
Thanks for listening. For real, if you want to join our Patreon, it's patreon.com/nat1presents. The one is a numeral. Or go to nat1presents.com, or our handle is nat1presents. There is a pattern here. You can figure it out. Mm-hmm. If you want to support our show, become a patron. It's as little as $1. It gets you a bonus episode every month and video recordings of the episodes. And you also get to see them on Thursdays, like 4 or 5 days before they come out on Tuesday. So
it's just $1.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.